Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Affirmations for Distractible Minds. You know that feeling when you've got a mountain of tasks looming over you, but instead of tackling them head-on, you find yourself scrolling through social media or rewatching your favorite sitcom for the fifth time? Yeah, procrastination is a universal struggle, my friends. But guess what? We can totally conquer it. And today, we're diving into a secret weapon that can transform your relationship with those looming deadlines. Positive self-talk. Think of it like this: you wouldn't berate your best friend for messing up a project, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Negative self-talk is a major roadblock on the path to productivity. It whispers doubts, fuels anxieties, and ultimately convinces us we're not capable of getting things done. But here's the game changer. By replacing those negative inner voices with positive affirmations, we can rewire our brains for success. Now, I know what you're thinking. Affirmations sound a little too woo-woo for some people. But trust me, they work. It's about consciously choosing to focus on your strengths and capabilities instead of dwelling on perceived weaknesses. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways that will help you turn the tide against procrastination. First, acknowledge those negative thoughts. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist. Recognize them for what they are: unhelpful chatter that doesn't serve you. Once you bring them into the light, you can start to challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is there actual evidence to support this thought? Or is it just my fear talking? Second, reframe those negative thoughts. Instead of saying, I'm so overwhelmed, I'll never get this done, try something like, this might be a big project, but I can break it down into smaller, manageable steps. See the difference? We're shifting from fear and overwhelm to a sense of control and possibility. Third, celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge every step you take towards completing your tasks. Did you finish a chapter of that book? Did you finally clear out your inbox? Give yourself a high five. Celebrating victories builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Remember, everyone procrastinates sometimes. It's a normal human experience. Be kind to yourself when those moments arise. Don't beat yourself up, simply acknowledge it, redirect your focus, and get back on track. Finally, visualize success. Take a few minutes each day to imagine yourself confidently completing your tasks. Picture the feeling of accomplishment, the satisfaction of ticking things off your list. This can be incredibly powerful in motivating you to take action. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of starting projects but never finishing them? I know the feeling. It happened to me when I was trying to write my first book. I had this amazing idea, and I started writing with so much enthusiasm. But then came the dreaded second chapter, and suddenly, I found myself endlessly rearranging furniture or cleaning out my email inbox instead of tackling the blank page. I was procrastinating big time. One day, I realized that my negative self-talk was holding me back. I kept telling myself things like, this is too hard, or, I'm not a good enough writer. So, I decided to flip the script. Instead of focusing on my doubts, I started using positive affirmations. I told myself things like, I am capable of writing this book, and, every word I write brings me closer to my goal. And guess what? It worked. By replacing those negative thoughts with empowering beliefs, I was able to overcome procrastination and finally finish my book. So remember, the next time you feel yourself slipping into procrastination mode, take a deep breath and remind yourself of your strengths. Harness the power of positive self-talk, celebrate your progress, and visualize success. You've got this. Before we wrap up, what's one positive affirmation that resonates with you? Share it in the comments below. Let's spread the positivity. And remember, keep those minds focused and distractions at bay. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with tips and tricks to help you live your most productive life. See ya then.
The This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.